Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com.
Brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Whitson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the coronavirus and the NBA. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. TPC Harding Park in San Francisco is the home of the 2020 PGA Championship, and you will not want to miss this event. It's right around the corner now. Daily and weekly ticket options are available from opening day, that's May the 11th, to Championship Sunday, May the 17th, 2020, for the PGA Championship at San Francisco's very own TPC Harding Park. So check out a major in San Francisco. Go to the website, attend.thepga.com/tickets to purchase your tickets today. Well, Ray, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus here on the Dubs OT podcast. We'd love to be talking about basketball, but, you know, rather than debate whether or not the Warriors should have signed a contract with Michael Mulder, we've got more serious things to talk about, especially with the news happening so quickly and the NBA suspending its season on Wednesday. Pretty surprising news, but appropriate news given everything that happened. So here we are talking about the coronavirus. And I was just telling you that, you know, here we are, we're sportscasters. I mean, we're used to talking about sports, and this is something much, much bigger. And everybody around the country is really worried about it. And, you know, we're just hoping that some kind of resolution comes about, because events are getting canceled left and right.
Yeah, and they have to be. I mean, that just has to be the call right now. Public contact in any way possible has to be limited right now in order to try to contain this. It is bigger than sports. It is the only game in town now, is trying to stay safe. And so the NBA had to make that call. You know, once a player tested positive, how can you have March Madness? Yeah, you know, even without crowds. As far as any kind of public gathering, and when you're talking about players coming into contact with each other. And we found out that Rudy Gobert tested positive, and now Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz. And I wouldn't be surprised if other teammates were testing positive as well. And then you factor into that the Jazz played four of their last five games on the road, and then the domino effect of those teams they played. For example, the Raptors, who recently played the Warriors. And on it goes. And you extrapolate this, and you realize, yeah, you've got to do what you can to shut this down. And that includes no practices. You know, I mean, everything's got to come to a screeching halt. That's just the way it is now. You know, we kind of big picture, we've had it easy in life, all things considered. When you look at the scope of human history, David Aldridge in The Athletic wrote a phenomenal article about that a couple days ago, just trying to put things in perspective. So the fact that we're not going to have games for a while, it's a minor inconvenience in the big picture of things. So, you know, this is where we put down the toy department and the fun and games, and we have to be adults about it. So I just hope that, you know, there aren't a whole lot of players or a whole lot of fans or a whole lot of team employees that are going to be affected, you know, medically, but it's quite possible they will be, because this thing is expanding exponentially. So you may be looking at a situation like Italy did last week in a few days here. That's just the cold, hard truth. So we got to take this seriously. And I'm glad the NBA did that. It was surreal, though, Joe. I mean, games were being played still when the NBA made the announcement. And then we thought the Sacramento Kings game was going to go on. And then finally, somebody came to their senses, and they canceled that game as well. Things happen so rapidly now. I mean, even when this podcast is over, it may be totally changed. And our friend Ray Ratto posted something that I thought was very astute about how whatever we're saying right now, it's probably dated. You know, it's like we see the light from a star, but that light was emitted a long time ago. You know, whatever we find out 10 days from now, you know, is probably something that started right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like,
as far as this virus is concerned, there are effects that we don't know yet. So all that taken into consideration, safety has to be the number one goal here. And, you know, when you have cities also limiting crowds to 250 as they are in Seattle or 1,000 in San Francisco, you really can't have these sporting events anyway. And in Arizona, you know, just in another sport, the Giants and the A's staying put. They're talking about maybe holding major league games in the spring training sites. I don't even know about that. You know, that's an outdoor activity. Maybe that's a little better. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'll leave that to the experts, and we should be listening to the experts. But it seems to me right now that any kind of crowd gathering is just not good. It's just not wise.
Yeah, I mean, there are conference tournaments that are being canceled as far as NCAA, yeah. and we anticipate that the NCAA tournament will be canceled at some point here soon. I mean, you think about how quickly things happened Wednesday, Ray, because in the morning we heard about how the Warriors were going to be playing without any fans in the arena for their game on Thursday against Brooklyn. And by the end of the day, the NBA suspended its season. Everything happened very quickly. You know, I was on a drive, half-hour drive, and within that drive, the NBA went into a suspension. We heard about Tom Hanks. We heard about Rudy Gobert. I mean, it just was coming fast and furious, and that whole situation in Oklahoma City, it really was bizarre because they were about to play. They're going to play their game, and the next thing you know, they can't play, and the Utah Jazz, they're just sitting there. They had to stay the night at the arena. So for an NBA team, you know, to be quarantined like that, everybody started to realize how serious this thing was around the sports world anyway.
Yeah, I was following a reporter named Sarah Todd with the Deseret News, who covers the Jazz, does a very good job. And, you know, she was explaining what she was going through as far as waiting for testing, because, you know, the media, too, was involved in this and kind of became part of the story. And you know, everybody's just waiting around to see if they could get tested, what the results of those tests were. And, I mean, everything is just ground to a halt. That's just the plain fact of the matter. And parenthetically, and I know Steve Kerr referred to this. I know some players have referred to this. You got to make sure you take care of the staff of these arenas, the employees of the arena that depend on these games, concessionaires, things like that. The NBA and these teams have it well within their means, and they're going to take a hit financially, but really, who cares right now? They'll be all right long-term, you would think. But right now, take care of these employees whose lives have ground to a halt as well. And, you know, they're not going to get a paycheck, and they're going to need that paycheck to deal with whatever they might have to deal with medically, hopefully not, but possibly down the road. So I hope the NBA and the teams, you know, consider those folks as well and help them out. I think Mark Cuban made a reference to it in his news conference last night. I saw where Cody Zeller I think he's with the Charlotte Hornets. He tweeted out, listen, I'll take care of them out of my own pocket if that's what it takes. And that's what it's going to take. Everybody looking out for each other right now.
Dubs OT continues after this from Kane's Tire in San Rafael.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in San Rafael has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
You wonder, like, when will the NBA resume? Because, you know, you're going to need at least a couple of weeks here to just settle things down and see where they are. And nobody really knows the answer. I mean, it may be a season that doesn't continue. Maybe the Milwaukee Bucks are just named the champs because they have the best record right now as we sit here on Thursday. And, you know, the Warriors, for the time being, are the team that, you know, would have the worst record in the NBA. So, you know, they would, you know, have the best chance at the number one pick. So that's where that stands. But we just don't know if the season's going to resume, if there will be NBA playoffs. All that stuff is up in the air.
Too early to make a call on that. my sense is that, maybe in a couple of months they try to resume and finish the season in some fashion. I don't know about that right now, but that's kind of what, just reading the tea leaves and comments around the league, the hope is maybe you can do that. But again, that's a minor consideration right now in the face of a global pandemic. We'll see how that works out. It's possible that they're not going to be able to resume the season. Maybe you just don't even declare a champion, which by the way, would make the Warriors still defending Western Conference champions.
There you go.
for whatever that's worth. Everything's on the table now, Joe. I mean, all possibilities, or the whole range of possibilities is on the table here. And I'm not going to be foolish enough to make a prediction when, from 1 hour to the next, the news changes at warp speed. So we're all just going to have to sit back and take care of ourselves and then hopefully, come up for air in a couple of months and maybe we can resume the fun and games, but not right now.
It's interesting, too, what you're talking about as far as the news changing so quickly, because I know the Rudy Gobert video is getting a lot of attention, him touching the microphones and joking around. And, that looks bad. But I have to say that if you go back all the way back to Monday, you go back to the beginning of this week, which seems like a long time ago now, a lot of people weren't taking this as seriously as they are here on Thursday. I mean, the NBA was still playing games with fans in the arena. I mean, the Warriors had a game Tuesday with fans in the arena. Things changed very, very quickly. Everybody's realizing how serious this is. There wasn't a lot of knowledge about what to really do. I mean, I think people were just trying to figure it out on the fly. So as far as the criticism goes, I think we ought to, kind of slow down a little bit on that, because I think everybody was sort of feeling it out, and Rudy Gobert can't be just, the one villain of something, that's as dangerous as this.
I'm not going to dump on Rudy Gobert right now. I mean, he's probably pretty scared right now.
Yeah.
Going through this illness. It was kind of a stupid joke that he did. I've read a couple of interpretations about that he was trying to show solidarity with the media, kind of like saying, I'm going to touch all these mics because I'm not afraid of getting anything from you. Well, whatever. Either way, you slice it, was kind of foolish. But, forget the blaming and demonizing of people right now. This was kind of out of his control anyway, as it turns out. But, if you're a reporter who has a microphone now, you definitely have to be concerned. You definitely have to try to get a test at some point. But, where are the tests? Right? Where are the test kits?
Nowhere to be found, unless you're a celebrity.
pretty much, unless you're in Australia like Tom Hanks and his wife, and I wish them well, believe me. We're lagging way far behind on that. I'm going to get political here. I don't care. I don't care who's upset about it, because human lives are at stake, but some of our leaders have absolutely failed us. And at least the NBA showed some leadership. The NFL is still mulling over whether to have, draft proceedings. Forget it. Forget it. It's not panic. It's being wise to just shut things down for now. And that's how you help stem the tide of this. You can't completely stem it. You can't stop this. It's happening. But you can do what you can, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things you can do is make sure that you have social distancing. That works. So that's where we need to be going here. But unfortunately, we're not, the dissemination of public information is so haphazard now. That's why I say listen to the experts, all right? Listen to what the experts say. And applaud those who are trying to be proactive on this, because that's what's going to win the day. In the meantime, though, as far as sports is concerned, whether it's 250 or 1,000, whatever the laws or the rules say, I don't think it matters. I don't think you can have any kind of congregation like that right now. And when you're talking about locker rooms and clubhouses, which are already kind of petri dishes anyway, you can't even have practices. So everybody's kind of finding their way through this and using their own minds, and maybe in a way that's good. But, I'll listen to Dr. Fauci on the national level. I'll listen to the local health experts. And I think we all should and make our own determination. And I think a lot of people are doing that now and coming to the same conclusion. I can tell you that from being at the supermarket yesterday, a lot of people have arrived at the same conclusion on their own. And, you know, that's maybe in the end, that's what it's going to take. Again, everybody erring on the side of caution and safety, taking care of their families and taking care of their friends.
One thing that I do want to say about that is that you don't want to panic. I mean, I understand going to the supermarket or Target and getting whatever is necessary, but some folks are panicking out there, Ray, and they're buying, you know, whatever it is, you know, the toilet paper or, you know, the sanitizer, you know, is going to run out, of course. But, get what you need. You don't have to get, you know, 50 packages of whatever it is that you need. Get what you need for now. I mean, you know, I think the panic part of it is something that everybody has to be careful with.
No, panic is never good in this situation. It's not going to help. Again, being proactive and being aware and being concerned, that's all reasonable. That's all sane. But no, panic is not going to work here. It's not going to help anybody. It's not going to help you or your neighbor or your family. So I think I'm glad that you said that. And again, going to the supermarket, the shelves are picked clean of Purell right now, but you can still get soap and water and still wash extra. And you'll be okay. But I think eventually what's going to happen is they're going to limit sales of things so that, you know, more is available to more people.
Yeah.
I think that's what the bottom line is. So if you need to go get a little extra, you can go get a little extra. Right? You don't need to panic about it. But, I mean, here we are talking about, what retail stores are going to do instead of whether Michael Mulder is going to be a good pickup for them long term. In a week, that's how crazy things have gotten. I mean, I'm just sitting here talking with you, and I'm just amazed. And maybe people listening are amazed at what the subject matter is now, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, no, I thought on Tuesday the biggest disappointment was that Steph Curry wasn't playing, you know? I was like, oh, that's too bad. You know, I'm sure he'll be playing on Thursday. And then there was talk about whether or not Kevin Durant would be showing up at the game on Thursday. Well, now there's no game on Thursday. There's no game for the foreseeable future. And everybody's going to sit back and kind of wait this thing out. And as far as the sports world, it can definitely take a back seat to everything else and, you know, just resume whenever, you know. I mean, it's at least going to be a couple of weeks, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more than a couple of weeks. That's, you know, again, I'm not a medical expert or a doctor, but just reading how this has been going, it probably will be more than a couple of weeks. Hope I'm wrong about that. And you mentioned Steph Curry, and remember, Saturday, they were talking about flu-like symptoms, and a lot of people were thinking, whoa, what's going on here? And, you know, fortunately, it's not the coronavirus in his case. It's the more, I don't know how you would put it, but the more garden variety flu, not a virus like the corona. And I'm glad of that. But then my thought wandered, and I put it out on Twitter yesterday. You know, I wonder, you know, after seeing the soccer player from Juventus in Europe that tested positive, I said, how soon before we have a player in a major sport that tests positive? And not 1 hour later, we got the news about Rudy Gobert. That's how fast things are moving. And it reminds me of the line in the John Lennon song, Beautiful Boy, life's what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Well, this will be our last podcast for a while. Hopefully they'll resume the regular season at some point. If they don't, this will be the last Dubs OT podcast of the season. But Ray, you're going to join me for some of the Giants podcasts, and we don't know when those will get started because the Major League Baseball season could be delayed, so we'll see about that. But I'm really happy to have you on board for those to talk about the Giants this year on Inside China Basin. So I really hope that you stay healthy through all this. I know you're going to take every precaution that there is, but hang in there, and I hope all of our audience just hang in there through this tough time right now.
Yeah, same to you, Joe, and stay safe. Take care of yourself, be smart about, your movements and wash those hands and all the good stuff that the medical experts are talking about. And you just have to focus on that and self-care for next couple of weeks, next couple of months. We'll see how it goes. But, I just really hope that everybody out there stays healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.